I have 9 a.m. Any commission remarks?
Yes. In realizing that customers are receiving their 2021 tax statements, I would like to give a thank you. I would like to personally acknowledge the entities within Taney County that lowered their tax levies for the year 2021 to help the citizens. I would like to thank those who served within this decision-making process for doing their part to economically help the citizens during this difficult time our economy and the citizens are facing. Thank you to those.
Accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 465344 through checks number 465399. No warrants and no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for October 25th. 2021 regular session minutes and executive session minutes.
Move to approve executive session minutes for October 25th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is everything good with the...
Okay.
I'm good.
Move to approve regular session minutes October 25th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for aviation fuel number 202109-487. Morning.
Good morning. We're here in reference to RFP 202109487 for aviation fuel. We had three bidders. One of them was disqualified for not following the bid requirements, and that was Campbell Oil Company. The other two received were from Aero Energy out of Saline, Michigan. Their total markup is 3%, and response time is 24 to 48 hours. And Negler Oil Company out of Springfield, total markup of 2.5% with a max of 6 cents. And their response time is 24 to 48 hours. Mr. Molnick did take both of those responses back and thoroughly go through them, and we feel like Negler Oil is in the best interest of the county, just keeping with them.
No questions. And with that said, I move to approve Negler Oil Company as the bidder under bid number 202109-487.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Official Destination Marketing Organization, DMO. For the Division of Tourism Cooperative Marketing Program letter.
Is this the same as 2016?
It is.
Do you guys have any questions on it?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the letter for the Official Destination Marketing Organization for the Division of Tourism's Cooperative Marketing Program and allow Commissioner Schofield to sign it.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. agreement for transfer and tipping trailers, one or more, number 21-128, Roden Bridge.
Good morning.
Morning. I received a letter dated October 29, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This is with East Manufacturing Corp.
This is the one that we awarded last week?
Correct.
Do you guys have any questions on it?
No. Didn't you say the one trailer they could have in 30 days or something?
Probably 2 to 4 weeks.
2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And they could follow the other one at the same?
Yeah. It would be after the first of the year for the other one. They'd have some components to put on it. But.
No questions.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and East Manufacturing Corporation of Randolph, Ohio.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for propane number 21-127, Roden Bridge. I received a letter dated October 29, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. And this is Abbey Lane LPG LLC.
Any question?
I don't have any.
I don't.
I move to approve the agreement with Abbey Lane LPG LLC and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Court orders.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning, my first set is a personal property paid abatements, which are personal property refunds. The first abatement number is 300348. It's the only one we have for personal property abatements. And they did not own the vehicle January 1st, 2020. This here is for an abatement for 2020.
You guys have any questions on it?
Do you have any questions?
Move labels Exhibit A dated 11/1/21. Move to approve Exhibit A with 11/1/21.
Second.
We have a second.
It's 22.
21.
Today is the 21st. Today is the
first.
2021.
11/1/2021.
It's not 2021.
Yes, it is.
No, sorry.
Good morning.
Losing my mind.
You need
from the future. Coffee. Wesley.
Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of this year as quickly as possible.
Yes.
Okay.
You just want to go to an election year, don't you?
Huh?
You just want to get to an election year, don't you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's even work. Even harder.
More work. Good. Next set of abatements I have is erroneous assessments. Abatement number is 212119.
Did we vote on this last one? I don't think we did. Did you make a motion?
I made a motion. I believe Commissioner White seconded.
Did you second the motion?
Sir.
All
good
in
job.
Favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank
good
you.
Catch there.
Sorry I missed you. Next set of abatements is erroneous assessment. Abatement numbers 212-119. And this property here, what was this one, Penny?
It had a full basement and it wasn't finished.
It was assessed as having a full basement and it was not actually a full basement, so it is a decrease.
It says he called during BOE and said that it was wrong. Why wouldn't it have been corrected?
Because the book was already closed when he called.
Oh, the book was closed then. Okay.
This is for 2021.
Okay. Exhibit B.
Yep.
Move to approve Exhibit B, labeled November 1st, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And the last set of abatements I have is the clerical error. Abatement number is 212-158. I'm going to let Kenny explain this one also. He knows them so much better. He's worked them, so.
Best I can tell, it was done as all commercial. Only thing that was on it, residential, was the land. Now it's 25% commercial, 75% residential on the land and the improvements.
So if it was done as all commercial, then do they just own the one?
They own more. This is the one that they wanted to be their 25-75.
Okay. So all of the others, they are 100% commercial then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should be.
Should be. I know that should be.
I'm just going by what I know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, it's Exhibit C. Move to approve Exhibit C, dated 11-1-21.
Did you make the motion?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
And thank you for getting me back in the correct year.
Thank you.
I don't know what I was
thinking. You're trying to get older.
No, I'm not. I'm really not.
Yeah. You're just trying to get through Christmas quicker.
That's what it is. I'm trying to skip Christmas.
Man,
it's
don't
so
do that.
Christmas crazy in here. I'm not going to say who she is, though.
I will say it.
I'll humbug.
Insurance discussion.
Thank you.
It's a little heavier this time. Pretty thick.
That doesn't mean it's greater than 10, does it?
Well, actually, I think we have some good news to report. Unless you're Mrs. Mueller, then it's not as good news. But we went to the marketplace, as we told you we would when we were here before. Statutorily, we have to go every 3 years to make sure that we've got competitive offers. We did obtain some good ones, and in a couple of cases, lower than what the renewal offering is from Cox Health Plans. So if you look, there's the first three spreadsheets are the base plan the county pays for, the buy-up that the employees can choose to buy up if they want to, and then the health savings, a high deductible health plan with a health savings account is the third spreadsheet. Out of the gate, just looking, United is at a 1.63% offer increase over current versus the 10% from Cox, and Anthem is at a 6.87% increase over current.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two offers that are below the renewal from Cox. If you look down, the plans do not mirror one another as far as the price differentials. On the buy-up, United is 5% and change above current compared to 10 with Cox. Anthem is actually the low bid on the buy-up, which is kind of odd, but overall, United is still the best bid that we have. And then on the HSA, United actually is a slight decrease, a little over 2%, whereas Anthem's up close to 5%. A major point that I would like to get resolved